It's 88.5 KCSN. Sky Daniels with you. And boy, really happy to have this guest join us for a session today. Brett Denon is with us. Brett, welcome to KCSN.
Well, thank you for having me.
You've exhibited a real humanist spirit throughout a lot of your music. I know you're involved with the Mosaic Project and others. How did you first, at a very young age, start to get dedicated to certain causes and ideas?
Well, it has to be just the way I was raised in my family. I mean, we came from a real close-knit family. I was homeschooled. And so when you're homeschooled, you're that awkward kid that doesn't know how to make friends because you're not forced to make friends. You got your sister and your brother or whoever else is in your family taking school with you. So I would have to go to social activities to meet people, but all my social activities were always community-based activities. Like, and so, I know a lot of kids do Cub Scouts, and I know a lot of kids do Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts, but for me, it had a pretty long-lasting impact on me because it was community service-based. So I did things like that. I volunteered at a youth group, and then when I got a little older, I started working in a summer camp that was run by a YMCA, so it was like kind of core value based, making better people, and I became a counselor at that, and then that sort of led me to do other programs working with children, and then so it's kind of been this ever evolving thing where I knew when I went to college I wanted to study something that had to do with community and children and like nonprofit charity work, and that's when I started the Mosaic Project with a couple of my friends. And but then all along the way, I had this music as a hobby. And then the older I got, the more I played and the more it took over. And then I just knew that if I was going to make music a full-time gig, then I can't give up like all the other things I love, like, charity work and all that. So I had to figure out a way to make it all work together. And so that's sort of what I'm trying to do now.
Well, and that's going to lead us to a song that I earlier asked you would play, because whenever, and this is a sincere statement, whenever I need my own sense of purpose and resolve reaffirmed, I'll put on this song, because the lyrics, the melody, everything about it just digs into me and says, I got to be a better human today. Would you mind playing Heaven for the KCSN audience?
Wow. Well, thank you for the wonderful introduction. I would love to play it. When you write a song, you never picture yourself in a radio studio with somebody introing it in such a kind way. I have my own reasons for writing the songs I write. So thank you.
You got it.
Yeah. It's called Heaven. Beyond the rules of religion, the cloth of conviction, above all the competition, where fact and fiction meet, there's no color lines, castes, or classes. There's no food in the masses. Whatever faith you practice, whatever you believe, heaven, heaven. What the hell is heaven? Is there a home for the homeless? Is there hope for the hopeless? But throw away your misconceptions. There's no walls around heaven. There's no codes you gotta know to get in. No minute man on board the patrol. You gotta lose your earthly possessions. Leave behind your weapons. You can't buy your salvation, no. And there is no heart of gold. Home for the homeless. Is there hope for the hopeless? Heaven ain't got no prisons, no government, no business, no banks or politicians. No armies and no police. Castles and cathedrals crumble. Pyramids and pipelines tumble. The failure keeps us humble. Yes, it does. And it leads us closer to peace. Heaven, heaven, what the hell is heaven? Is there a home for the homeless? Is there hope for the hopeless? Is there a home for the homeless? Is there hope for the hopeless? I think there's always going to be socially conscious writers like, you know, myself and my peers and whoever the future is. I think it'll always happen. The thing about, you know, the problem, we have this shadow of the 60s and the 70s behind us, and that was a time where, you know, it was popular to speak out, you know, and it was popular, like, you know, you come out of people being repressed for so long, not feeling comfortable growing their hair out or, you know, staying out late at night or dancing or whatever, and then, you know, there's so much bottled up that came out, and that, you know, that was popular. It's not as popular now. I mean, the closest thing that we had was like the Barack Obama campaign, and everybody all of a sudden wanted to be, you know, a revolutionary for a second, and then it went away. And
yeah, when you mentioned that you were homeschooled, I start to now get a better sense of your own sense of connection through your music, and also the fact that you can be serious and purpose-driven. But you also mentioned something that is reflected in a lot of your songs. It is that sense of fun and humor and, hey, it's okay for you. You fit in. Let's just relax and have a good time together.
Yeah, well, it's something that I think it's a powerful tool. Humor is a powerful tool that, you know, I'm just recently discovering figuring out how to, like, use it in music. I've always actually been a goofy character and loved, like, you know, comedy and being silly and whatever, but I never knew how to put it into music until more recently, last couple of albums. And I think, you know, with Hope for the Hopeless, the album that Heaven's on, there's a little bit of humor in there. I think with Loverboy, my new record, there's a lot of humor in there. And I think, you know, my next record that comes out, I think I want to use the humor like as a great comedian would use humor.
Well, you mentioned Loverboy. Why don't we play one of those fun songs off of Loverboy? Which one you want to play?
Well, I could. The thing, since we're on the topic of humor, I mean, like, we could do, Comeback Kid. I'm kind of making fun of, like, myself and how pathetic I can be. But I'm hoping for a comeback.
There you go.
Here we go. Well, maybe it's the common curse. Maybe things get bad before they get worse. I don't want to become someone who can't live up to what I already done. Don't kill it, just figure it out. Well, it rains and pours and then it runs out. I was crying on the bathroom floor. And just when I thought I couldn't take no more, well, here comes a comeback. The kid is back, back on track again. There goes my hero. He's underdog. He's coming out on top. All right. That's my dog. It was a dog of the trailer park. She went whistling through the graveyard and she came to raise the dead. Well, I was a stain on her made bed. I found a lover, then I lost myself. Now I'm nowhere, she's somewhere else. And the boys with the brown skinny legs, they go on and on, she sings. But I say, hey, here comes the comeback. The kid is back, back on track. And there goes my hero. He's the underdog, he's coming out on top. And everybody loves a comeback. So come on back now, come back, come back. Everybody loves the underdog, singing, that's my dog, that's my dog. Na 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 na, na 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 na, that's my dog. Na 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 na, na 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 na, that's my dog. Na 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 na, na 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 na, that's my dog. Na 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 na, that's my dog, that's my dog. I never been laid so low, never been laid so low, 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 low. So why was I the last to know? Why was I the last to know? Ooh, yes, I was. I never been done so low, never been done so low, 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 low. Don't let me be the last to know, don't let me be the last to know. Here comes a comeback. The kid is back, back on track, and everybody loves a comeback. So come on back now, come back, come back. Everybody loves the underdogs, and that's my dog, that's my dog. Na 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 na, na 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 na, that's my dog. Na 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 na, na 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 na, that's my dog. Na 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 na. That's my dog, na na na. That's my dog, that's my dog. All right, na 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 na. So come, come back, come back. That's my dog, oh, 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 oh. So come on, on, on. That's my dog, that's my dog.
Got a good howling hound part in that one thing towards the end there. You were definitely howling at the moon. We were talking about the machine and all the things you go through, and you've been one of those artists who has had the I guess the new model applications. You've had great sinks in television, be it in the king of all TV sinks, Grey Anatomy, House, Parenthood, great music supervisor, whoever does that show. Wow. You've also done the TV appearances with Leno and the like. And now, of course, the penultimate media exposure. You've come to the new music mecca of our day right here in Northridge, CA, KCSN. So, you've reached the pinnacle.
I can go nowhere from here. This is the top.
You've made it to the mountaintop.
I tell my manager and my agent all the time, like, just book me for the rest of my life. And it's like, why am I taking time off? Like, why I should be always on the road? Because to me, I don't know, a lot of bands, a lot of people get tired touring or burn out, but I think it's the greatest thing there is. You know, you get to be with your friends in a bus, traveling all around in like a caravan, and you get to play music every night. The song is called Sydney, I'll Come Running. Parenthetically, testify. Okay, all right, okay. Sydney, whenever you feel unhappy, all you have to do is call me. I can make you laugh. Sydney, I know that you were only a kid as you were in. I hope you don't lose your sense of humor. Allegations made in the schoolyard and soccer moms gossip in the dog park. Their bark is worse than their bite. They're only a couple of crazy cougars. You see, you're in there. They're bold and spreading their desperate rumors. You know that I was never that cool, but I won't be taken for a fool. If they want to talk trash, they can talk, 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 but they better come correct. And if you ever need me coming, I'll come running straight to you, straight from the airport. I'll come running, got through the customs line. I'll come running, bust down the courthouse doors. Sydney, I will testify. Sydney, I will testify to you, to you. We were in the basement just giving our blood on stage and pretending that we were famous. Why you were getting framed. I went back to my room in Surrey Hills. Yes, I did, and I didn't know you were in trouble until you came in. Skinny as a twig in my kitchen and told me I was looking at a dead man. So I said, Sydney, you're wrong. There's a lot of good people living in L.A., specifically Northridge, and they won't let nobody take you away. No, we won't, you know that I was never that cool, but I won't be taking food. They want to talk trash, they can talk, 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 but they better come correct. And if you ever need me, you just call me. I come running straight to you, straight from the airport. I'll come running, got through the customs line. I'll come running, what's down the courthouse door, running. Sydney, I will testify. Sydney, I will testify. I will testify. I will testify to ya, to ya, to ya, to ya. See me whenever you think you need me. Call me up and I'll come running straight to ya. Oh yeah. And I would never dare call, but I won't be taking food. If they wanna talk trash, they can talk, 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 but they better come correct. If you ever need me, you just call me. I come running to you, straight from the airport. Run, got through the customs line, bust down the cooldown door. Come running, Sydney, I will testify. Sydney, I will testify. I will testify to you. I will testify to you, to you, to you. I will testify.
All right. Well, that has suddenly gone from being just a great crowd pleaser on your tour to now becoming a landmark song, much like Smells Like Teen Spirit, created a scene in Seattle. I think with your personalization of that track, the new music mecca of our day, Northridge, CA, now has its anthem. So you will be noted in history as having launched the Northridge explosion. So you got that going for you, which
All right.
is nice.
Yeah, which is nice.
Well, Brett, we want to thank you for coming by. It's Brett Denon, ladies and gentlemen. It's 88.5 KCSN.